KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 37 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today, a high of 49. Some areas of fog possible this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A U.S. District Court judge in Council Bluffs is sentenced to Cass County woman to nearly 11 and a half years in prison. 21-year-old Selena Marie Hansen of Atlantic appeared in federal court on Friday and was sentenced to 135 months in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Hansen, along with her co-defendant, Michael Beltran, distributed methamphetamine in southwest Iowa from January to April of 2016. The meth was imported into the U.S. disguised as candy. An investigation of the conspiracy began when a package of so-called candy was delivered to an empty residence in Bedford and was recovered by law enforcement. During the course of the conspiracy, over 500 grams of meth was distributed by Hansen and Beltran in Cass, Mills, Page, and Taylor counties. The investigation was conducted by the Cass, Mills, Page, and Taylor County Sheriff's Offices, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two people were arrested recently on child endangerment and other charges. On Monday, as the result of an investigation, Cass County deputies arrested 30-year-old Kenneth Lyle Williams of Creston on a Cass County warrant for felony theft in the first degree and criminal mischief in the second degree and assault causing serious injury. 26-year-old Michael and Erickson of Creston was arrested on a charge of child endangerment. Both subjects were taken to the Cass County Jail. Erickson remains held on $2,000 bond. Williams's bond was set at $15,000. Also arrested Monday was 47-year-old Beverly Ann Carroll of Atlantic. She was taken into custody on a warrant for child endangerment and sponsoring a gathering where marijuana is used. Carroll remains in the Cass County Jail on $3,000 bond. 19-year-old Kaylee Roach of Atlantic was arrested Monday on an Atlantic police warrant for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Roach was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held Tuesday on $1,300 bond. And last Friday, 47-year-old Craig Allen Griffin of Atlantic was arrested by Cass County deputies on a district court warrant for failure to appear in court. Griffin was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $2,500 bond. And the hunt is on for cattle rustlers in southwest Iowa. Montgomery County authorities are investigating the theft of more than 30 cattle from a local sale barn. Livestock owner Don Wolf says the calves were stolen early Sunday morning from a sale barn a few miles west of Red Oak.
There are 34 head of black and black white faced steer calves that average weight of 416 pounds. They were stolen in early morning hours of January the 7th.
He says it appears a thief or thieves target a particular pen inside the sales barn.
We had left the barn at 2:30 in the morning. We had to leave it unlocked with two of our guys that was wanting to load out. We give them the okay, and this one man had bought two pens of cattle, but we had three pens of cattle. The cattle walked right by three pens, and they picked this particular pen of calves. So there's something fishy about it, but we don't know what it is.
Wolf speculates the stolen cattle may still be in the area.
They're probably within a two-county area from us right now, and they're probably in a background lot, and they probably took all the green tag here. They're, all these calves were weaned and vaccinated with Iowa green tag. And I would say they probably took the green tags out when they got them there, and they're in a background lot somewhere within a 60-mile radius of us.
Anyone with information regarding the cattle theft should contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 888-434-2712. A $3,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the suspects involved in those thefts. In the funeral announcements, Todd Fief, age 56, of Atlantic, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Todd Fief will be today at 10 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Shimorowski, age 85, of Erling, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Mary Shimorowski will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jim Thomas, age 84, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Memorial services for James Jim Thomas will be held today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Clifford Putney, age 79, of Redfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Clifford Putney will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Doris Lewis, age 94, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Doris Lewis will be today at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Talina Anderson, age 93, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Talina Anderson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Sharon Shaw, age 75, of Anita, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sharon Shaw will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ. Auchenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Vicki Borst, age 65, of Greenfield and formerly of the Redfield area, died January 4th. Celebration of life services for Vicki Borst will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Michael Herbst, age 57, of Florida, died Monday. A visitation for Michael Matthew Herbst will be tomorrow from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Nancy Byerline, age 83, formerly of the Adair and Des Moines areas, died Saturday. Funeral services for Nancy Byerline will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Grace Church in Des Moines. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has arrangements. Brad House Knaus, age 41, of Portsmouth, died Monday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Brad Knaus will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Griffin, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Memorial services for Mary Griffin will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Nancy Wanager, age 63, of Audubon, died Friday. Memorial services for Nancy Wanager will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Rick Tasto, age 67, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Rick Tasto will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Steinkuhler, age 74, of Shenandoah and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Ronald Steinkuhler will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. David Lance Roger, age 66, of Oakland, died Monday. Funeral services for David Roger will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland Congregational Church, United Church of Christ. Reagan Veith Funeral Home is assisting the family. Evelyn Gibbs, age 71, of Greenfield, died December 21st. Celebration of life services for Evelyn Gibbs will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Robert Larson, age 73, of Sutherland, died Monday. Funeral services for Robert Larson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Sutherland. Warner Funeral Home of Sutherland is in charge of the arrangements. Karen Clausen Bell, age 61, of Anita, died January 1st. Memorial services for Karen Clausen Bell will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Auchenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Charles Brown, age Jr., age 84, of Jacksonville, Florida, and formerly of Messina, died December 7th. Celebration of life service for Charles Brown, Jr. will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.